What should senior level managers know about call centers? I have many VPs and directors ask me that question. I've had many CEOs, CFOs, others at the C-level ask that question as well. Hey, what should we know? Let me give you 10 key areas. And if you've got a way to capture these, terrific. Number one is probably no surprise, but call centers and contacts themselves are becoming more complex. Traditional transaction centers have evolved into more dynamic and holistic operations that contribute to and really require the support of departments across the organization. And if you think about it, social media, multimedia, multi-generational customers, economic pressures, good and not so good, all these things are upping the ante. So these are more complex environments. Number two, contacts bunch up. In any center that handles at least some inbound work, the workflow dynamics are unique. Customers, after all, decide when and how they will contact our organizations, and the resulting work doesn't arrive in a nice, even flow. So we've got to have staffing issues and metrics and our planning process really built around that reality. Third, there's no industry-recognized standard for accessibility. I get that question often. In our industry, what's the standard? Well, there is none. No single service level or response time objective makes sense for every call center. Different organizations, after all, have different costs and different callers with different expectations, different brand objectives. What do you want to accomplish? What's right for your organization and right for your customers? Number four, there's a direct link between resources and results. This one's especially important for your CFO. You may need 36 people handling contacts to achieve a service level of, say, 90% answer in 20 seconds or something like that. If you have 25 and you need 36, it ain't going to work. Staffing on the cheap is expensive, and it leads to high agent occupancy and burnout and turnover. And, of course, unhappy customers who, through social media, can tell lots of others about their bad experience. A fifth thing that senior level managers need to understand is that when service level improves, productivity declines. Productivity is often measured as occupancy, the time spent handling calls versus waiting for calls, or maybe how many calls someone's taking. The reality is when service level goes up, occupancy goes down. The number of calls handled per person goes down. That's like the law of gravity. It's something we don't control, but we need to be aware of. Six, you'll need to schedule more staff than the base staff required. Schedules should realistically reflect the many things that can keep agents from handling contacts, you know, training, breaks, holidays, lots of collateral work, other sorts of things. In many organizations, these factors are becoming more prevalent as the increasingly complex environment requires more training and research and development time. A seventh thing that we need to understand is that summary reports often don't give an accurate picture of what's really happening. Reports that average activity may suggest that performance is just fine, yet be really concealing some problem areas. So those producing and interpreting the data must, you know, they've got to really know what they're looking at. Make sure we really understand what's happening to all of our customers. Number eight, quality and service level work together. They're often presented as trade-offs. You've got to balance. When one goes up, the other goes down. It's not like that. Better quality is the key to a better service level because you're going to improve first call resolution. You're going to reduce repeat calls. You're going to pick up intelligence that helps improve processes and products and services, preventing calls before they ever happen. So these two major objectives really do work together. Number nine, call centers are becoming the go-to engines of communication with the systems, the staff, the planning, the know-how required to handle new internal and external communication workloads. Think of social media. It's growing so rapidly. Well, someone's got to handle that. If we're going to listen to and interact with our customers through social channels, someone in the organization has to do that. And call centers, just because of what they have in place, really are becoming the go-to engines of communication for these workloads. And finally, number 10, call centers are increasingly important to the organization's success. They've become increasingly vital to our ability to understand and serve diverse customers and capture marketplace intelligence and work across departments. You know, there have been predictions over the years with self-service applications coming along in the 90s and mobile apps becoming so prevalent now that, well, we're not going to need call centers as much, right? And exactly the opposite has happened. When customers need to interact with your organization, when they really need to reach a person, there's no more powerful part of the organization. There's no more powerful engine that we could come up with than the best contact centers that exist today. So I'm convinced the only real way to understand these unique environments is to spend some time in them. So if you're a senior level manager and can spend a little bit of time just sitting next to some of your agents listening to customers, you get a really good idea of what's happening. If you manage one of these environments, I'd encourage your senior level team to get in there and sit down and talk and listen and really understand what's happening in your environment so that they can better understand the tie-in to customer requirements and the interdependencies across a larger organization. In the end, we're all on the same team, and we want to be better equipped to really maximize the return on these investments.